she quavered.
"What have you got on your lap?"
"It's my familiar," she said defensively.
"What happened to that toad you had?"
"It wandered off," muttered McGrath. "Anyway, it wasn't very good." Granny sighed. McGrath's desperate search for a reliable familiar had been going on for some time, and despite the love and attention she lavished on them, they all seemed to have some terrible flaw, such as a tendency to bite, get trodden on, or, in extreme cases, metamorphose.
"That makes 15 this year," said Granny, "not counting the horse. What's this one?"
"It's a rock,"
chuckled Nanny Ogg.
"Well, at least it should last," said Granny.
The rock extended a head and gave her a look of mild amusement. "It's a tortoise," said McGrath. "I bought it down in Sheepbridge Market. It's incredibly old and knows many secrets," the man said.
"I know that man," said Granny. "He's the one who sells goldfish that tarnish after a day or two."
"Anyway, I shall call him Lightfoot," said McGrath, her voice warm with defiance. "I can if I want."
"Yes, yes, all right, I'm sure," said Granny. "Anyway, how goes it, sisters? It's 2 months since last we met."
"It should be every new moon," said McGrath sternly. "Regular."
"It was our Graham's youngest's wedding," said Nanny Ogg. "Couldn't miss it."
"And I was up all night with a sick goat," said Granny Weatherwax promptly.
"Yes, well," said McGrath doubtfully. She rummaged in her bag. "Anyway, if we're going to start, we'd better light the candles." The senior witches exchanged a resigned glance.
"But we've got this lovely new lamp our Tracy sent me," said Nanny Ogg innocently. "And I was going to poke up the fire a bit."
"I have excellent night vision, McGrath," said Nanny sternly. "And you've been reading them funny books. Grimmers."
"Grimoires."
"You ain't going to draw on the floor again, neither," warned Nanny Ogg. "It took our dream days to clear up after those what's names last time."
"Runes," said McGrath. There was a look of pleading in her eyes. "Look, just one candle."
"All right,"
said Nanny Ogg, relenting a bit.
"If it makes you feel any better, just the one, mind. And a decent white one, nothing fancy."
McGrath sighed. It probably wasn't a good idea to bring out the rest of the contents of her bag. "We ought to get a few more here," she said sadly. "It's not right, a coven of 3.
"I didn't know we were still a coven. No one told me we were still a coven," sniffed Granny Weatherwax. "Anyway, there's no one else this side of the mountain excepting old Gamma Dismas, and she doesn't get out these days."
"But a lot of young girls in my village," said McGrath. "You know, they could be keen."
"That's not how we do it, as well you know," said Granny disapprovingly. "People don't go out and find witchcraft. It comes and finds them."
"Yes, yes," said McGrath. "Sorry."
"Right,"
said Granny, slightly mollified. She'd never mastered the talent for apologising, but she appreciated it in other people.
"What about this new duke, then?"
said Nanny, to lighten the atmosphere. Granny sat back.
"He had some houses burned down in Badass," she said, "because of taxes."
"How horrible," said McGrath.
"Old King Verence used to do that,"
said Nanny.
"Terrible temper he had."
"He used to let people get out first, though," said Granny.
"Oh, yes," said Nanny, who was a staunch royalist. "He could be very gracious like that. He'd pay for them to be rebuilt as often as not, if he remembered."
"And every hog's watch night, a side of venison, regular," said Granny wistfully.
"Oh, yes, very respectful to witches he was," added Nanny Ogg. "When he was out..."